Hi, Alex. Alex, thanks for holding. Hey. Hi. Happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
It's going okay.
Good, good. So, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, actually to find the best fit, the best package for the current needs of your business, and then to make it more affordable for you, also to answer any questions that you have. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. Yeah, and I'm looking at your website right now. You've got a great-looking website. It's got a lot of information. I like the look of it, too. So definitely something that if people saw it, you'd get more phone calls. So it'd be our job to make it easier for people to find your website without already knowing the name of your business, without, you know, looking for your domain in particular, but looking for the services that you provide, the keywords related to the services that you provide. And boy, you do just about everything. So you're not going to be limited by how someone finds you. As long as it's a service that you provide, your website will be one of those options. Now, of course, it's not just for Google. It'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business in the local area, and you'll be on that first page precisely because of all of the additional content that we'll create for you, what's called off-page optimization. So all the different destinations and directories that, like your website, will talk about your services and your service area, kind of reassuring Google and Bing that if someone were to call you, you would provide those services. So Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads. So it's a comprehensive combination of both local search engine optimization and that social media campaign. Of course, we're going to be promoting your phone number, your website. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would just be a flat rate. You do qualify as a young business being, you know, new since May, and congratulations on getting your business going. The new business rate is actually, Alex, by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's actually a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. And while it is a reduced rate for a young company, it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more of like an assistance program, just to make it affordable for younger companies, because certainly your success is our success, and keeping our doors open for almost 20 years, we've been providing a quality service at a fair price and keeping our clients on board for the long term. So it would just be that flat rate, exactly $299. You save $300 each and every single month. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, while I did reduce the cost of what is our platinum package, which is ideal for you in your service area, I reduced the cost by 50%, but the original $100 of Facebook or Meta ads that comes with that package, that's been left in its entirety. So $100 of Facebook ads equates to about 400 clicks every single month. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So really affordable, high return on investment. Facebook ads will work two different ways for you. One would be retargeting.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. I didn't understand the click. Say that again. So when people click, I pay for that?
No. So we're going to list you on Google and Bing as a top option in the local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. There's also going to be a social media campaign. Now, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits. There's also not any hidden taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. So it would be $299 as an exact amount of flat rate. What I was saying is that there's $100 of Facebook or Meta ads included even in the reduced $299 price. It's the original $100 that came with the $599 package. And Facebook ads are affordable. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So you'll have retargeting ads. So retargeting a potential customer who we already know has done a search for your services in your service area. Anytime they go on their Facebook page, it's going to remind them they still need to make that phone call. They'll see your ad. They'll see your website. They may even remember seeing your business listed when they did that original search. You'll also have those Facebook ads as part of someone's live stream. If they're interested, if they know they've got a project in the back of their head, they click on it, it goes to your website. Again, it's just another great way to reach out to more people and get more phone calls, and that's really the name of the game. So if they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs us as a company managing your account like 20 or 22 cents. But 400 clicks in a month should be plenty to cover your services and your service area. Like I said, for you, it's just a fixed flat rate, that $299. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how
and
much you're
getting. And I can quit this at any time.
Oh, absolutely. It is 100% month-to-month, at will, and no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you end up getting more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, if you want to pause the service seasonally, you can do that, okay? And, of course, like I said, it is month-to-month. Now, when we get your phone ringing, it does seem like the phone number that we're speaking on is a good number for your customers to call. It's the one on your website. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then I've got the, looks like alex.castillo at hasmaintenance.com. That's a good email address for you?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Castillo. And then when we contact you, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will either hit that click-to-call or dial your number. When we reach out to you regarding your account, we might have a question or we might have an update for you. We do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Do you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, email, text, any of those, all of those?
Email works best.
Email works best. Okay, so I'll make sure that email preferred is what we have on here. So not just for the longer pieces of information, basically for anything, we'll email you. And then, oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I do see an address. I see an address, I think Tara found, what was it, a home advisor, Angie Lee's home advisor. She found it attached to this exact same phone number. It does have an address on there, but it looks like a residence, the 121 Southeast 151st.
Yeah, for now it's just it is my residence. I don't have an office or anything like that.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it is a service-based business, right? You go out to the customer, no one actually does
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
So for service-based businesses, Google does not expect you to have a showroom or a physical location. You're going out to the customer. Of course, they wouldn't want to list a street address, though. They would just list you city and state, not even a zip code, and not that physical street address. Of course, they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed Portland, Oregon, not even that zip code and certainly not that street address. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar, and it's just like it sounds. We'd be scheduling a follow-up call with one of our technicians who would kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have, ask you about your mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, we'll go into detail about your services and your service area. Like I said, we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. If there are places even 5-10 miles away you know you don't want to go, tell us that too, and we won't run your ads there. And that way we're targeting the people and places that you really want to work with. And again, like I said, it is a month-to-month service. I'd be taking a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service. In fact, I'm going to reduce the one-time setup fee as well. Normally, the Platinum package is listed on our website at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. And if you add it together, that $898, that's about what we spend in that first month to create all the content and get you on that first page. Maybe a little bit less since we're not building out a website for you. But I'd be willing to reduce the $2.99 setup fee down to just $99. It's a one-time setup fee attaching to just the first month. And of course, the $5.99 for the monthly cost was reduced to $2.99, and that is an amount that would stay with you. So it would just be, what, $3.98 for the first month and $2.99 every single month after that. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. Mr. Castillo, I am, though, actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Alex, give me just one second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Alex, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Yeah.
I have Home Improvement Services, LLC, right? You want the LLC to be part of the branding? Okay.
That is correct.
All right, perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Alex, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Yeah, Alex Castillo. I am the owner of the company.
Okay. And then, Alex, as the owner of Home Improvement Services, LLC, Mr. Castillo, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That is correct.
Perfect. You make all the decisions for your company. Of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Alex, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Castillo, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Alex, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's simply because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can find your website and contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Castillo, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is a month-to-month service. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie leads. There is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to the LLC, is that we make sure that all of your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Alex, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Mr. Castillo will actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, we'll make sure, like I said, that no street address appears for your business, just Portland, Oregon, since no customers come to you. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply to both the subscription as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, Alex, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month at a further reduced amount of just $299.00. Mr. Castillo, again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or anything like that, just the flat rate. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. Again, offered completely at will, no fees involved. If you want to cancel, you can stop, though, at any time for any reason, and you can pause it, too. If you need to, you can pause it as long as you like, as long as you let us know. The one thing that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Alex, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Castillo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, you said to cancel, I have to call in advance.
Well, just no, to prevent the charge to the following month, give us a call at least 3 days before your billing date. Yeah, because we're closed on the weekend. Now, I mean, many years ago, I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 years. Many years ago, I used to work in client support for a time. I do know that if you forget to call, you say, hey, it just billed today or just billed yesterday, it billed over the weekend, I meant to call you on Friday, I want to pause it or whatever the case might be. I mean, we would refund the payment. But to prevent the charge from happening, we request that you call at least 3 days before your billing date. Again, we are closed on the weekend.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
That actually does conclude the voice verification, Alex. That first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
It's a Visa card.
On that card, is it your name, the business name,
yeah,
or both?
Yeah, well, it's both.
Okay. And is it both Alex, Alexander, any middle initial?
No, it's Alex. Alex, middle initial, P.
P.
Castillo.
You said P like Paul, not T like Tom, right?
No, T as in Tom.
That's why I always ask. I get it. It's about 50-50. You never get them right. N's and M's are pretty bad too. F's and S's, but the P and the T for some reason over the phone, boy, it's hard to tell. So you said that was Alex T like Tom, not P like Paul, Castillo. And then you said it was a Visa, Mr. Castillo. That should actually start with a or all Visa cards do. Alex, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4867.
Mm-hmm.
9669.
Yes, sir.
1662.
Yes, sir.
0053.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0229. 02 of 2029.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
401.
So 401 on the back. I've got February of 2029 for the expiration date. Alex, was the card itself 4867, 9669, 1662, 0053?
Yeah. And 53.
Yeah, 53. Yeah, 53. Again, 63 and 53 sound a lot alike, too.
Can you repeat the first four?
Yeah, I've got 4867.
Yeah, okay.
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 And then does that bill at the home address then? The 121 Southeast 151st?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have it. I'm actually in the middle of a job right now.
Oh, no problem.
I gotta get going.
Yeah, let me get you off the phone. I appreciate your patience in taking the call. You will get that all by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. There'll also be a link by text message. When you click on it, it's going to make more sense, but it's going to ask you to click a couple of boxes, one that you authorize that you're the holder and signer of the card, the other that you're authorizing us to send you text messages, and then it's going to want you to type in Alex T. Castillo and hit submit. Case sensitive, AT and C are capitalized, no period after that middle initial of T, has to be an exact match. Like I said, it'll make more sense when you see it. Real quick, I do want to schedule that follow-up call. I know you're busy right now. We can do as late as 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, we can look to tomorrow. But with something like that.
Yeah, tomorrow would probably be best right now because I'm really.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. So let's do tomorrow anytime between 7 a.m. and that last one at 3 p.m.
Anytime before that is fine. Anytime before that, you can call me.
7, 8, 9? Before 12? Okay, you pick the time.
Yeah,
that works best
anytime
for you.
Before 12. Anytime
how about
before 12.
11? It's 11 o'clock going to work out for you?
Yeah, 11 sounds good, yeah.
All right, 11 o'clock. Real quick here, just want to add a security question on here for your protection. Simple options here, the city you were born in or your first pet's name, which of those would you want for your security question?
I just do pet's name.
First pet's name, and what is the answer?
Hendrix.
Hendrix, like Jimmy?
Yeah, like Jimmy, yeah.
Okay, perfect. You'll receive at, and we're doing, what did we say, 11 o'clock for tomorrow?
11 o'clock, yeah.
11 o'clock.
That's correct.
Perfect. So at 10, you'll receive a reminder email, and you'll receive a automated calendar invite in just a second or so here. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'm between phone calls when our technician calls you at 11 tomorrow. I'd be able to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician. If not, they'll call you on their own. Real pleasure speaking with you today. Looking forward to getting this going for you. And like I said, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Look for those emails. You should get those in a couple of minutes here. And then if you have any questions, our technician can walk you through those, okay?
All right. Thanks.
I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, Alex. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.